古人把珍贵的岩画书法留在悬崖边，我把时间打磨成碎片，留在你的耳边。微信收听拿铁磨牙时刻。
Cause magic might just got your key. That's how you know you fucked up. That's how you know you fucked up. That's how you know you fucked up. That's how you know you fucked up.
以色列政府做出了一项新规定，要求所有海滩管理部门必须按照随时出现的不同情况，及时地更换上白、红、黑三种不同颜色的旗帜。白旗向游人表示，此时海面风平浪静，达到安全指标，游人完全可以放心地下海去游泳。游人在游泳的时候，岸上不仅配备了足够的心脏科医生，周围还有通过游泳健将考试的救生员。只要你是正常游泳时出现的意外，政府会按照有关规定全权负责医疗费和赔偿金。红旗表示海上出现了一些不正常的状况，政府力劝游人这个时候最好不要下海游泳。如果你执意不听而导致出现意外，政府和出事者个人则各自承担一半责任。黑旗表示海上风急浪高，形势分外险恶，政府严禁这个时候任何人下海游泳。如果你一意孤行，一旦发生险情，政府虽然也会全力展开施救，但是无论是出动的飞机、船只、施救人员的费用，还是抢救的医疗费用，被施救者必须全部负担。对此，以色列总理内塔尼亚胡解释说，在一个有序的社会里，政府不过在担当一个公益守夜人的角色。守夜人的首要职责和基本职能就是保护民众的生命和财产安全，及时提醒民众可能出现的危险，并在危险发生后及时组织救援。内塔尼亚胡还讲到一件在外国人看来难以理解的事情，不管在以色列任何一个地方，只要发生了火灾，当有人打电话报警以后，火灾周围所有人必须马上离开，不允许任何人擅自参加灭火行动。这样做是为了给政府专业人员腾出足够的道路和空间来有效灭火。如果有人此时心血来潮要见义勇为而在灭火中受伤，不仅要后果自负，还要追究法律责任。对此，内塔尼亚胡的解释说，政府这个守夜人和民众的职责必须清楚，各自的分工更要明确，做起事来只有旗帜鲜明才会成本低效率高，才能更好地体现法治和民主的精神。
You were big city living, girlfriend like Eva Mendes, until your side chick called you up saying she might be pregnant. Now you're alone and crying, inside you're slowly dying, cause magic might just got your key. That's how you know you fucked up. That's how you know you fucked up.
我的音频节目每天在微信首发，美图加文字，这叫有声有色，你可以边看边听。微信搜索拿铁磨牙时刻，关注我，每天都会第一时间做好听的节目给你。
California, got lost in money, drugs, and women out for all. all your dollars. Now Nico's unemployed. This love for coke destroyed him. So now we're back in Norway.
That's how we know we fucked up. Hey, that's how we know we fucked up.
Oh no,
that's how we know we fucked up.
Hey,
that's how we know we fucked up.
Fucked up, fucked up.
Yeah,
oh.
Kidding. You used to be the big spender. Grabbing the check every dinner.
Whoa.
Showing out to your girlfriend, best friends, just so they could wish they was with ya.
Wait.
You ain't wanna hit the club, but the pressure got you out trying to get a table in the picture. Everybody Snapchat pictures, but ain't nobody trying to drop on the liquor. Nah, nah, I've been getting so twisted, tied up. Bye bye. Think we should leave after I pay, but you forgot to save cash for the valet.
That's how you know you fucked up.